What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode. Excited to come back, even though I've been on a hiatus. The truth is, sometimes it's like when you're trying to do so many projects, it's difficult to actually see one through. And I know for me, I just love dabbling in different projects and different avenues. But I also kind of miss just talking about thoughts and things and motivating other people through my podcast. And so I'm back on, and happy April Fool's Day for those individuals that actually celebrate it and for those that actually have fooled other people. I'm trying to think of things that I've done, but I can't think of anything right now. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about, and this might be a quick one, reasons why you should never just have one income and why it's important to have multiple streams of income. So let's take a moment and think about the past quarter of 2024 and thinking, and I'm talking about US specifically, thinking of all the companies that have done layoffs and continue to do layoffs. For example, and not limited to, I believe PayPal, there's Salesforce, Cisco, IBM. There's a continual of these organizations that are doing layoffs, and high ed tech companies, tech space in general, all Silicon Valley. And I'm bringing this up because I think it's important to highlight and to remind all of ourselves that we're never in a position of stability and comfortability, meaning that you should never, ever, ever rely on your W-2 income, because at the end of the day, if the business needs to restructure, need to reorganize and reshuffle their people, you may be the first person to go, even though you've been at this organization for the past like 15, 20 years. How I know this is because I've worked with individuals. I've seen it through people that I know, and also coached individuals when they've lost their jobs. And it's not fun. It really sucks to be in that position, right? I remember I was talking to a client one time, and she was talking about how she wanted to get anything to get by to pay for a mortgage and get that off her back. And so some of you maybe are out there just thinking of, how can I survive? And so, yes, this is the exact reason why not to have one stream of income. Now, the question is, where do the other streams of income, where can they come from, basically? And if you're new to the digital marketing space, if you're new to utilizing and leveraging the Wi-Fi to make money, let me tell you, it's a gold mine, because the amount of technology that we have today, there should be no reason why individuals are not making income online to some capacity. It may not be your full-time job, and it may not be something that you're fully passionate about, but at least you're getting some coins and you're collecting some coins besides your W-2. Now, right? Why is this important? And why I bring this up is because I want you to expand your skill set and consider that you do not owe your job anything. Well, obviously, right, you gotta do the work. But I'm saying that at the end of the day, they're going to have their interests, and it's not yours. I mean, even your own boss, like, of course, they're going to assist you in any way that they can. But at the end of the day, they're loyal to the company. I mean, that's just the truth. I hate to say it. And so different ways, right? There's digital marketing, they're selling digital products, there is selling courses, packaging your skill set and building something from A to Z for someone else to learn from. So for example, right, I have helped other people with their own digital products, also coaching, also helping people land remote jobs, all the fun things, because I'm taking a specific skill set that I've learned over the years and I'm packaging it in a way that someone would be interested in and wanting to purchase, right? The other thing is, I think it's our duty as people and as souls roaming the world to leverage our gifts, our natural talents, and to serve as many people as possible, right? Now, again, I know that there's some of us or some in general that probably don't have the capability or mental capacity to actually deliver outside of their 9 to 5. But again, I want to strongly encourage individuals to think about this, because you just never know when the rug is going to be wiped under your feet, out of your feet, I should say, under your feet. Same difference. You get what I'm saying. So the other thing that came to my mind is, How uncomfortable does it feel to wake up one day and realizing that the biweekly checks that you're getting no longer are coming in? And so then you have this feast or famine kind of mentality where it's like you're thirsty for money. And I think this is also important to have a good balance of this. But, you know, coming out of a scarcity mindset, it doesn't do anyone good. And it doesn't feel good to wake up one day and be like, oh my gosh, every 2 weeks or once a month when I get that income or when I get that cash into my bank account, it disappears or I don't have it any longer. You start to freak out. And so you start to freak out. You start to be irrational and, like I said, have a scarcity mindset. And it just does not do good for anybody. So, again, emphasizing reasons why. Well, there's many reasons. You want to have a capability to sustain yourself long term. If one well dries up, you have another option. Again, you know, if something happens with a family member, at least you have the extra cash coming in, the cash flow, right? Even real estate is one of those things as well. So again, just emphasizing, don't ever rely on one, because that can easily be taken away from you. Now, let's dive into some technology things, right? So you have ChatGPT, you have all these AI technology tools, you even have AI people, artificial intelligence, to make audio and videos for yourself, or not yourself, for like YouTube in general. That's actually impressive. So there's tons of different ways to leverage AI tools, AI technology, to make some extra cash or make some cash that's sustainable for you and your family. So great example is, and I think I might have said this or shown this, but let's take your skill set, for example, right? Like, let's say you are a realtor, right? Or maybe you're in real estate and you know how to do short term or something like that. Well, you can easily teach someone that, or you can make a course from A to Z explaining how to do short term rentals or explaining someone how to purchase their first home. And that can be, like I said, taught on a 1-1 scale. And you know me, I would rather do passive, right? Or you could create this and put it into a course and sell it online. And you can even use ChatGPT to create an ebook or create a course outline of your service or product or of your knowledge. And of course, you're going to have to do a little bit more effort in the front end, but because you're bringing a skill set or an expertise of something, it should be, I'm not saying it is, but it should be easier for you to create something in ChatGPT or to elongate a certain part of an ebook or a course or a guide, etc. The other thing is you can use free sources like Canva, and I use it all the time. And you can create that content, literally copy and paste from ChatGPT and put it into the Canva. And the great thing too is Canva has actually templates that you can use, which is awesome as well. And you can put your creativity or lack thereof. You can have someone else do it. And there you go. You just, you know, slapped some content that you have knowledge about into a Canva and upload it on your website or Stansor. Like I've said, or I guess maybe I haven't said that before, and start selling. So that's what I got for you in this episode. I know it was kind of quick and short, but I want you to reframe your mind and know there should be multiple streams of things that you consider to give you some cash flow, because you would hate to wake up one day not having anything come in on that Friday or the end of the month. So there you go. Stay tuned for the next episode. There's more to come. And if you want to reach out to me, feel free to do so on YouTube. I mean, hello, write a comment. Would love to speak with you, love to support you in any way that I can. If you enjoy listening, hit that subscribe button and or let me know what kind of topics you want to talk about. And we'll see you in the next episode. Much love.